From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. On Saturday, downtown Salt Lake City was a flourish of color and banners. Thousands of Utahns gathered for the state's third No Kings protest. It was one of more than a dozen events across the state. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell was there.
The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated.
Protesters filled State Street for blocks, yelling chants and singing songs against the current administration. Among them were many U.S. war veterans.
My name is Russ Julera. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. I served in the military. I was in the Navy. I'm happy to have served my country, but I'm ashamed of where we are today as a country.
Julera said he's concerned with the war in Iran.
Our Congress is not willing to stand up for what their rights were, as far as they're the ones that are supposed to declare war.
Tim Chambliss is a political historian at the University of Utah. In his studies, he says there's a direct relationship between protests and fundamental changes like the Civil Rights Act and the eventual end to the Vietnam War.
I just say that Americans need to speak out. They cannot be the bystander. They cannot rely upon others to protest for them.
The protests finished without incident around 4 p.m. Saturday. Only chalk drawings on the street displaying anti-Trump rhetoric remained. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
Weber County will install 10 vending machines stocked with health-related items, including some that could be life-saving. They include naloxone kits to stop opioid overdoses, plus fentanyl test strips and hygiene items. It's part of a countywide program. Weber Human Services and the group Ogden City Communities That Care will track what items are dispensed. That will help them know where to focus prevention efforts. And their locations are meant to be accessible to people experiencing homelessness, people involved in the justice system, and those who are looking for healthcare and recovery help. Utah is offering a $5,000 reward to anyone who helps track down who vandalized an Iron County farm. Rannon Reber is the owner and says vandals drilled holes in 16 tires and spray-painted, quote, "meat is murder" and ALF on hay equipment. Reber's farm produces hay but does not raise livestock. The damage totals $40,000. Kelly Pearson is commissioner of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food. He says farm vandalism is deeply concerning and financially harms farmers. You're listening to KUER News.